Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What are you saying, my brother?
Mom's house to your mum's house, episode 25. What's going on, bruv? Today has been absolute man. Well, the weekend as well.
Don't tell me you're ill as dick.
I'm not ill as dick. Okay, today good. I was going to wear all black with like a black veil over my face in mourning, bruv.
Oh, sugar, man, what happened?
Screwed the fuck over, bruv.
No, don't tell me that.
My ex still has the cat, yeah? Betty. Mm.
What's her name?
Betty, the baddest cat on it. Betty, the five-star general, wing commander.
Why is it called Betty?
Special operations cat.
Is there a reason? Is there a reason why it's called
Betty?
Now,
the girl I was seeing at the time, we went to pick her up. I bought her for 50 quid.
Oh, you bought it with an X?
People in Walthamstow. No, X. Yeah.
Oh, right, damn.
Big up Hannah Crampton, man.
Oh, shit.
She went to move to Brazil, talking of Brazil.
Hey, yo, I got stories about Brazil, bruv. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But, bruv, man, Betty is a fucking legend. Fucking gangster of a cat. She was the runt of the litter. Tiny little cat, yeah? Tiny. Yeah. Always like looked like a kitten. Had bare scars on and bites taken out of her ears and shit because she would scrap everyone who came in the yard. Yeah. Any garden cat. She was an almshouse cat.
Your cat's house. Yeah.
Properly, bruv. She was going, and she lived in Bush. Two addresses in Bush, two addresses in Ealing, and then a third address in Ealing. Yeah, she's hardcore. Yeah, but she was dealing with all the Bush cats. You know what I mean? Mm. Anyway, she started shitting around the house. Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, instead of in her litter tray. Yeah, so my ex, who now, because the kids, they like Betty, innit, so they chill with Bet.
Mm.
So the ex, and she loves Bet. So I said, listen, when I gave her the yard, I said, you stay with Bet. You know what I mean? And I always thought, every time I go and see the Utes on every weekend and sometimes during the weekend, I chill with Bet for a bit, make sure she's cool. Anyway, she's my cat. You know what I'm saying? I raised this cat, Bet.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought her off this dirty ghetto family in Walthamstow. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Went round there, gave them 50 quid. No one wanted her because she was the runt, like properly the runt, like. Crumpled at the bottom of this box.
Aww.
But they were alcoholics and they would just dash bottle caps all over their house, like beer bottle lids, yeah, on their wooden floor. Anytime in your life you took off a lid of a beer and just put it on the table, that particular sound, Betty would spark it. Yeah, she'd jump on it, beat the fuck out of it. You buy her any toys or catnip, but she want to play with a beer cap, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like a proper bush cap.
Proper little run. Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. She started shitting around like the doormat instead of in a litter tray. Where everyone's like, "What the fuck was going on?" My ex, she passed by a vet because she doesn't have much dough. She didn't want to go in, so she just passed by without the cat and said, "Yo, this is what happened." And they said, "Oh, listen, man, it's probably dementia. Don't worry about it. Just keep an eye on her, make sure she's blessed." And so she listened to her. She was like, "All right, cool." The cat went more and more downhill. Yeah, but I'm talking last week. She was blessed. Like last weekend, I went round. She's like, she's ill. But she's chilling on me. She's like moving around. She's jumping on the sofa.
Yeah.
This weekend, bruv, the cat is fucked. Yeah. But I mean, fucked. Yeah.
What? Can't walk? She's, can't move?
No. Nah, her hind legs aren't like, this is almost like it's neurological. Yeah. Her brain, she's got no injury.
Yeah.
But her back legs just aren't working. Yeah.
Mm.
She's chilling like this. And when she's chilling, she's rocking from side to side like a crack fiend. You know what I mean? I used to smoke bare weed in the house. I'm thinking maybe it's when she was a kitten. I was thinking maybe it's because of me. But that was time ago. Years and years. Like, maybe it's like 12, 13.
Yeah.
And her meow's different. Her purr's different. She lost mad weight. Yeah, like mad weight. So her eyes are like sunken in. Looks like she's coming in from like a come down of a three-night bender.
Okay.
But anyway, she's Bet. She's a fucking legend. She's the wing commander, sergeant general platoon. Yeah, she's like the Don. So I'm like, yo, Bet's cool. Anyway, the ex spells me up like in tears, like, yo, Bet is fucked. Yeah, she's fucked. She's not moving. She's fucked. So I think, fucking hell, she's got no car and what's not. So I dust round and look at Bet and I'm like, yo, Bet is fucked.
Oh, man.
But it's a Saturday, yeah? So I'm like, shit. And I'm looking at the insurance. I got insurance, Argos pet insurance for Bet.
Okay.
And I'm reading the small print. It's like, yo, if you haven't given it injections every single year, like they're gonna get out of the insurance claim.
Oh,
and I haven't okay. given her injections every single year. I haven't been chilling with her.
Yeah.
I've been in a different house. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So I bailed up the vet on Goldhook Road.
Mm.
I used to live off Goldhook Road, yeah. So this vet was where Betty used to go, yeah, when she was a niña.
Yeah.
And bailed them up. They're like, yeah. I said, look, my cat's fucked. It's fucked. You gotta sort her out.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah. It's Saturday. We're closing at 1:30, come in at 12. I said, what, you got an appointment? Like, yeah, come in at 12. I'm like, yo. Yeah. They're going to sort Bet out. They've got all her records and what's not.
Mm.
So Betty's one of those active cats. You try and put her in a box or anything, she's never having it.
Forget
never.
About it. Yeah,
she'll
yeah,
bust
yeah.
you up, she'll bust up the box, everything.
Yeah, same with my
I
cat.
I pick up Bet, put her in the cat, in the box, she just gets in the box.
Oh, I'm like, no, that's not a good Bet sign.
Fucked, yeah. It's a sunny day. There's sun piling in through the window as I'm driving to Bush. Because I have to go to Ealing to get Bet and then drive to Bush. So yeah. Just put her on the passenger seat. She's chilling. She's sometimes sticking her head out the box, seeing what's going on, sun in her face and that. She's chilling. She's cool.
Yeah.
I go to the vet and they buzz me in. I'm like, yo, I'm the geezer with I said the cat's fucked. She's like, yeah, the vet will be here with you in a second, yeah?
Mm.
This vet, bruv, is like 21-year-old girl, rabbit in the headlights when I'm speaking to her. I'm like, is this bitch all right? Like, she's fucking scared or some shit. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Disinterested, just couldn't give a fuck, yeah? I'm like, yo, I walk in, I'm like, tell her what's up. I said, basically, yo, the cat is fucked. The cat's never like this, now it's fucked. And she looks at the cat. She's like, yeah, it's fucked. Yeah, I know, man. Well, you know, sort her out, man.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, well, this Sorry, is how
theme.
Quick it...
Theme. How old is the cat? Around about. I don't think you've
around
said.
Around about 12.
Oh, okay. Okay. So not super duper old.
12, 13. You know, but it's hard to tell. I'm just going back through different flats that I've been in.
Yeah.
And remembering, oh yeah, Bet was there. Bet was there. All right. Bet wasn't in that one.
Okay. Okay.
So Bet was in that one. That one was like this amount of years ago.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
And on the insurance, it said like she's 12, 13. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But this is it. Go back to Bush. Go in the vet. And I'm like, yo, the cat's fucked. And she looks at the cat. She's like, yeah, it's fucked.
Jeez.
And she picks up the cat. The cat hasn't got out of the box. She picks up the cat, looks at the teeth, looks at the ears, and goes, yo, you need blood tests. I'm like, all right, let's do the blood tests. You know what I mean? How much is it? She's like, £280. I'm like, what the fuck? Do you take the insurance thing? I'll pay the excess. No, we don't do that. You've got to pay the whole thing and claim it back. I'm like, fuck, you know. But I'm looking at Bet and she's fucked, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let's do it. And she's like, no, we can't do it today. We've got no staff today. I'm like,
oh my God.
What? She's like, we've got no staff. We can do blood tests on Monday. Bring her back Monday. I'm like, what? You told me to come in today. Like, you told me to come in today. And I'm here now. And she opens this back door where there's like all the rows and rows of animals in cages and that. And I said, oh, sweet. You're keeping her here. Yeah? Unless you're going to like help her out or give her some munch or whatever.
Hmm.
She's like, no. And she's just constantly telling me how much shit is going to be. This is going to be this. This is going to be the blood test will be 280 minimum. Then when we get it back, we have to do this result, then this result. I'm like, listen, what are we going to do today? Why am I here? This bitch gave
Fuck
me like
sakes.
2 minutes and it would have been less if I wasn't asking so many questions. I'm asking bare questions. Like, what about this? What about this? She's like, oh, I can give you some least, urgent care food.
It's like, at least stick your finger up his bum, you know what I mean? Check, you know what I mean? Like, they did that for you know what I mean? They can't do it for the cat. What the fuck?
Bruv, I went for a blood test this year. It's not £280.
Yeah, exactly.
And
shit.
So this bitch has given me like I swear on my children's life, 2 minutes. And I've been asking the questions to like prolong her to get her to try and do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This girl is blatantly looking to go home at 1:30.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? This bitch is not giving me no service. Doesn't like. Anyway, she manhandles Bet, puts Bet back in the box, and Bet just collapsed, in the box. And I'm looking at her like, bro, she's curled up in the box as if she's like, that's it. That was the last bit of energy she ever had, yeah? And I'm looking at Bet, I'm like,
don't tell me.
She's like, yeah, come back Monday. Gives me this urgent care food, yeah?
Mm.
Check this out. This food is mad high calories. It stinks. It's mad protein, mad fats. Your cat is going to go crazy for it. It's going to gobble it up. It says urgent care on the side of this tin. Never give her the whole, give her a quarter of a tin and then a quarter of a tin, maximum three quarters of a tin a day. Yeah. And then she's given me two. I think she's given them to me because the cat's fucked. She's like, take, you know, that's it. She's like, yeah, that's £36 for these two tins, bruv. It's like a small tin of tuna, that kind of small size. You know, them tins are like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm thinking I can't be in front of her, look like a cunt. You know what I mean? Because I've got to look after Bet. So I'm like, right,
it's
okay.
A difficult situation though, man.
So she goes, listen, come back Monday. And I swear to God, it's been 2 minutes. The cat's now back in the box. I'm like, that's it. So you can't see me. She's like, nah, can't do anything.
What the
There's
fuck
no
is
staff
this?
Here.
People, man.
We can't do nothing till Monday. Rare. And that's it. She's buoyed me off. So I'm like, rah, pick up the cat, walk out. I've got the two cans of food. The woman's told me it's £18 each, £36. It's a £36, yeah. I'm walking out the door. I go to, and the woman goes, oh, hold on, Dan, you got to pay for the food. I'm like, oh, yeah. She said £36, yeah. Don't even want it. She's like, yeah, plus the £90 consultation fee.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, I know. Like, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for you to say that, yeah.
But I said, no, she said you can't see me. And she's like, yeah, it's not. And but from some reason, yeah, you know when the machine is given to you?
Yeah.
If you're not in a complete militant state of mind, I've just tapped my card.
Sometimes the number doesn't come
And as I'm tapping
up.
It, I'm like, what the fuck? Come on. And I said, nah. She said she'd come back. You fucking put me in. And then when I got here, she told me now she can't see me. Come back Monday. How's that a consultation? Tell me what medical shit she's told me apart from the cat's fucked. And let me tell you, yeah, I told her the cat's fucked. Yeah. I told you the cat's fucked on the phone, and I told you the cat's fucked face to face. This bitch just looked at me and went, yeah, your cat's fucked. We can't do anything today. She's looking to go home. And I've got to pay £90. What's the consultation? But I've already fucking tapped the fucking card, yeah?
Jeez.
Go back to my ex. Drive the cat back. The cat doesn't move for the whole time. Yeah?
Oh, no.
Get back to Ealing. Walk in the house. I said, listen, we've got this food. Apparently, Betty's going to go fucking mental for it. It's like mad high calories and the cats go mental for it. Get out a little quarter of it. It's all in like a mush paste. Give it to Bet, who's now lying on on the kitchen floor, on a little sort of woolly thing that she lies on. Bet just looks at it and just like, nah, turns away. And I'm like, what the fuck? This was meant to go, she was meant to go mental about this, yeah?
Yeah.
So I take it out on a spoon and like give it to her mouth. She's like, nah, bro, I'm not looking at that. And she literally used her last bit of energy to turn away and lie down facing the other way. I was like, rah. So I put the munch next to her other normal bowl of munch and I went home, yeah? This morning, my ex bells me like screaming in tears. Yeah?
No.
We need to do something. She's looking at like these RSPCA vets and Blue Cross vets and people who are on Universal Credit can go there and get cheaper vet care, yeah? Mm. And because she's bawling her eyes out, like, Betty slept on my bed, she hasn't moved, she's not moving, where she's just breathing, I'm like, fucking all right. So I'm now looking again on the laptop, yeah? Then she bells me again, I think she's dying, like, mad upset. My kids are with me in my house.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So, and I'm trying to keep the cool down from her, because she's, like, screaming out the phone, yeah?
Yeah, panicking.
I'm like, fucking hell. Well, I've got an appointment at 12 o'clock on Monday. I've got an appointment at 12 o'clock on Monday. And then she bells me back, Betty's dead.
Fuck.
And I'm like, yeah. And I just wanted to go to this vet, yeah, and physically batter this woman. And I don't care, she's a woman. Physically batter her to a pulp. Just literally go, bam, headbutt, bam, stamp on her. What the fuck? Did you A, waste my time for, B, not see her, C, give her nothing, D, tell me to come in if you can't see a cat?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me to come in to fleece me for money, £90, and now you've booked her in for Monday? Well, guess what? The fucking cat is dead. Dead. Yeah, man. So I have to go around, cat's dead on the bed, pick up the cat, put it in a Jordan, I got the like spare Jordan boxes, put her in that. The kids like put some toys in and that for Bet.
Yeah.
Like, I just dig a mad grave, dig like a 3-foot grave. It goes into clay and shit. Dig it and like packing it all down because my ex is going, I don't want rats and foxes coming round. I'm like, completely dope, like a proper grave.
How did the kids handle it? How did the kids handle it? Were they
fucking Bill and Ted? They don't give a shit. Yeah, they don't give a fuck. The thing is about Bill and Ted, yeah.
Yeah.
They had speech. Verbal dyspraxia, yeah, and it's now it's completely like almost like 99.99999% cool, yeah?
Yeah.
But there's still something from that. This like mad stoic. They're like mad unemotional. They're like mad just... You can watch... Show them Freddy Krueger. Mm. And they're like, yeah, sweet. You can show them anything. They're like, yes. They don't give Freddy a fuck Kruger about stuff or Freddy people.
Well,
they don't give a fuck. So then I'm like, oh, how do you feel? They're like, yeah.
Oh, wow. What?
You're just going to play on your iPad? Yeah.
Mm.
And then Leo's going, can we get a new kitten? Can we get a new kitten? I'm like, yo, we just lost Bet. Like, we're burying Bet. He's pouring the fucking... He's helping what? Me with the shovel.
Oh,
putting
no,
it bro. Back in.
I'm sorry to love.
Getting the next kitten.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, if you need to have... Well, I didn't say shit. I'm really glad they don't have any emotion yet. These guys would be stone cold snipers in the military or something when they're older. Like, they don't give fuck. Jeez. They don't need anything. They don't have that kind of... My dad doesn't have any emotion. Like none. My mum, the only times I've seen my mum properly vexed with him, like properly upset, is when someone in the family has died. Mm. And my dad's like... She's like, what do you mean? Like, when his own pops died, she's like, you need to be... She failed him at work. Where are you sitting down? He's like, no, I'm not sitting down. Just tell me what it is. She explains the situation. He's like, all right, cool. I'll call you back after work. And she was fuming. I reckon they've got a bit of that as well. Like, they are just
possible.
Like, okay, don't give... But that's wicked. That's brilliant. I've got no qualms about that. That's brilliant.
No, but also,
so
give
anyway,
it,
now there's,
give
like,
it...
these paving stones in the garden with, like, Betty rest in peace and stuff written on it. Oh, rah, wow. Rah, rah. But the main thing is... This fucking vet in Gold Hill Road, bruv. You knew, you knew you can't see a cat, but you booked me in.
Cha-ching.
And then when I got in, you're like well moody and well like fuming. And I've read all the reviews and it's like, yo, this vet used to be owned by this really nice Swedish family. Then they sold it out to some chain. This bitch was fucking rub. So now I've got the appointment at 12.
Yeah.
For Betty. Guess who's going to the appointment at 12? Me, bruv.
Are you
I'm going to the appointment at 12, just rago, just me. Just me. I might even take a fake box. I'm going to burst in there, bro. It's going to be the biggest almshouse. Yeah. Like, you've caused me so much. I've been digging graves,
bro. Be careful. You're going to turn up on Monday and you're going to have a go at them. And then at the end, they're going to be like, that'll be £90, please. So just for you to have a go at them.
Jack the whole till. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even go Millie at the receptionist because it's not her fault. She was the receptionist is in the reception. This bitch was in a different room. And she's just like going like this. Yeah, that'll cost 80. That'll cost 290. That'll cost but we can't do anything today, so you might I'm like, why did you what the fuck? So I went across the street and got some empanadas from Donde Carlos, munching my empanadas, just thinking, rah, you know, and bet he's not even moving. And now Betty's dead. Bruv, she's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother, man.
Dead
that's not
as a
nice.
Fucking dodo, bruv.
That's not nice at all, man. That's
what
crazy.
Do you think these people are going to say on Monday when I rock up and say, oh, yeah, how's Bet? Let me tell you about how Bet is, you fucking nonce.
Oh,
she's
mate.
Dead, bruv. Because
they're not
you...
going to give a fuck. They're not going to give a flying fuck. If, you know, if they didn't do anything before, I mean, I don't know what they're going to. So you're going to turn up definitely on Monday.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not working. I'm going there Monday. That's my man. I'm going there Monday.
Yeah,
and the
other
thing is, I know what the deal is, bruv.
Yeah.
When I used to run estate agents, estate agents they say they're open on Saturdays. Some people have to come in on Saturdays. The others are just Saturday staff.
Yeah.
They're just door openers. I don't know anything. You've got to speak to the guys on Monday. This was blatantly that bit. I'm telling you, this bitch looked like 21, 22. Everything I spoke, she's like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you so like scared, standoffish? Like, what's going on here? What kind of service is like? What's the matter with you? I just wanted to shake her. What's the matter with you? Fucking sort it out and speak.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck,
mate. And that's really fucked up to hear, man. I mean, look, theme. Yeah, it's messed up. Our cat is starting to like. He's been shitting on the stairs a bit, man. And like, you know, we took him to the vet and they said he was overweight. He's too fat.
Your
so now,
cat is definitely overweight.
Yeah,
definitely
he's massive. Overweight. Yeah, so we've been feeding him less. And so now he's just hungry all the time. He's just always scraping on shit. Go feed me. And we're like, yo, we feed him enough. We feed him plenty. Trust me, man. He's just a big fat fuck. And so hopefully he'll be all right, man. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
But eventually, when his belly shrinks, his hunger will go down.
Hopefully.
That's another thing, yeah?
But it hasn't worked. I mean, we've been doing this for a good few months now, man. I mean, anyway, hopefully.
Betty hasn't. Oh, yes. The vet said to me, this cat has got no muscle and no fat. Like zero muscle and zero fat. The reason her eyes look like she's been at One Nation for 3 days
oh,
is because they've completely sunken in her skull because she's got no fat. I'm like, wow. Yeah, but she's kind of eating and kind of drinking. But what she was doing, if you had any munch and she's like decrepit and dead, she's flying at you, attacking your munch. He's like telling you she's starving.
Yeah.
You're like, yo, eat your munch. Like, what the fuck?
It's there.
I used to buy that posh munch from the vet, like not like a Whiskers, like a hard food.
Yeah.
A bit more expensive. It's brilliant for your cat.
It does. That's the one we got. That's the one we got. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But right, get it online. And she used to do it as a kitten. Like if you opened a yogurt or opened anything, hummus, anything, she would smash it. And now she started again, like showing me, like, bruv, I'm fucking starving.
Yo, man. I mean, like.
And the vet, I'm telling you, the vet killed her because when the vet took her out, looked at the ears, looked at the thing, and then put her on the cold floor, and she just like kind of like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh,
and
I said,
see, the hind legs, the hind legs. Then when she put her back in the box, that was it. That was the last bit of energy Bear ever had was fighting this fucking bitch.
Theme. Murder. Can we just have 5 seconds of silence for old Betty? Yeah? Come on, almshouse listeners, let's pay our respects. Okay. But listen, Theme, you know, obviously I'm Arabic and I got an Arabic family. In the Arab world, animal rights is very low on the list. Yeah. I don't know if vets exist in the Middle East. No, I'm sure they do. But like, you know, it's like the least of their worries out there. Yeah. And in our house, especially in my family house, yeah, the end of the garden is like a massive pet cemetery. Yeah. We've had so many pets and every single one of them has had a grisly demise of some sort. Not purposely. Obviously we weren't throwing them about or doing weird shit like that. We've had hamsters that have just escaped and died. One that my dad, they bought us a rabbit once when we were kids and he didn't want it in the house. So we kept it in the garage and then the winter came and it froze to death. It's really fucked up.
No, please
don't call the RSPCA on us. Yeah. But yeah, like we had a cat once that we came home once. Yeah. And it had fleas this fucking big running all over its body. My mum freaked out. Yeah. And we took it to the vet and then they were going to charge loads of money. And my mum just was like, I'm not paying that. And they ended up putting the cat down. This is when we were little kids.
You got to pay for that though as well.
We were devastated. Yeah, I know, but we were devastated, man. It was crazy. And then, but our cat now has survived, man, but he's going through some shit now, but he'll be all right, man. We've had fish, goldfish, every single one of them, you know, some, you know, you just come home and it's floating on the top shit.
Yeah.
Like, but the thing is also, I mean, like, it was crazy to hear, like, how, not crazy, but, like, it's mad to hear how your kids react. Because they say getting pets, one of the big things, like, when you have kids is, because the pet is going to die eventually, and it's a good way of kind of
learning
about death. And I was saying, your kids might not have reacted, but maybe after a couple of days without the cat being around, you know, it would, like, change the scenario around them, and then they'll start noticing. And
it has for my ex, it has, but they don't give, I promise you, they won't. They don't give. And on the flip side,
yeah,
these mugs trying to mug me off. If I went there on Monday, $280 for the blood test, then sort of like £60 for the results, and then they have to start pitching. Like, we can get back to a decent level of life again, but you have to pay for ongoing medication.
Oh, man.
I would have gone there, done all that, and then they would have said, now we have to put her down.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, Bet's died. So Bet knows, like, she's like, I'm not having him pay for that shit. I'm just going to die chilling on the bed. That's all they would have done, was charge me to put her down anyway.
Look, I swear, being a vet is just easy money, man. A vet. Because it's not like,
vets,
you know.
And dentists, bro.
And dentists, money, 100%.
Money, bro.
But listen, Themos, man, I want to play a tune, man. Listen, I'm sorry to hear that. For real, brother. I know it's not nice,
man. Yeah, that's
man. The end of Bet. Yo, respect to Bet. Maybe we do a piece in her
Bun
in
the
her
vet
honor,
on Goldhawk Road.
Can we do a piece?
Bun the vet on God. Yeah, I'm going to stick Bet up on the fucking.
Yeah, well, can we stick Betty up, man?
Sergeant Bet.
Yo, man. But actually.
So play a tune. What tune have you got?
I got a tune. And also, I have a story. Well, it's not attached to the song. I got a song. It's just a cool song. It's like a grimy song. And the story I got attached to it is pretty grimy. So is that all right if I just play this tune quickly? It's Helter Skelter, which is the Rock Ness Monster and Sean Price. Back when they were Helter Skelter as a crew, they had an album called Nocturnal from 1996. They had a track called Place to Be. The way rock comes in on the first verse theme, I fucking love this lyric. Yeah, check it out.
Yo, Yo, come here, man. Come over here, dude.
Sit your shit over here, man.
No, yo, stand over here. Stand over here.
Yo, just fuck over here, man.
Place to be now.
I love this.
Come over here. This where it's at.
Yo, 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 yo. Place to be is on my side, dude. Cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Yeah. Nah, place to be is on my side, dude. Cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Buenos Diaz, you know me as
Rock
L. Numero uno, Papi Chulo, sticking dick to your chick cooler. Kill like the white boy hatcher, snatch a MC off the rap map of the simple fact he's wacko. What's the deal?
What?
I feel you can't step to Sean. Wigging out on bitch ass niggas since Decepticons.
Transform.
No plans on, but I wish man BJ Blige remind me. Take my hoodie off, nigga, I can't see behind me. Wadis, guys choose to defy laws of the most high. Most guys get they shit wrapped in gauze. Place to be is on my side. Motherfuck your pride. Lay in the cup with the big rug if your monkey ass wanna survive.
Any set that's hectic gets worse when rocks up in it. So somebody tell a fat lady she's up in 5 minutes. Shit is almost finished. Right after I take care of witnesses, roaming the premises, not minding they businesses, images up in your melon, telling you to jack. You know if you stay, I get more of y'all chest pains and cigarettes. Bet your bottom dollar, don't move or swallow. You're not promised tomorrow, but I promise you I'll make you holler. Pop your collar, bone stones, the way that I stalk in my zone. You can roam, just don't get caught. Place the biggest on my side, dude. Cause you don't wanna be my target when I fly the coop, nigga.
Place the biggest on my side, dude. Cause you don't wanna be the target when I fly the coop.
Yo, place the biggest on my side, dude. Cause you don't wanna be my target when I fly the coop.
Place the biggest on my side.
Yeah, he comes in well, man. He comes. Yeah. I like Rock's voice as well, man. He's got a good rap voice.
Oh, mate, so good. Both of them, man. Rock and Sean Price, man. I mean, okay, so the story attached, I got to give a little disclaimer. Anyone who's maybe queasy, doesn't like talking about kind of gory things.
Sorry, Akit.
Yeah, Akit, maybe, I don't know. But now, for real, this is, I'm going to tell a story about when I saw, when I was a teenager, I was 15 years old, I saw someone get hit by a train, man.
Underground or overground?
Well, let me explain. Yeah, so... we've already spoken about our school and all this, yeah. And the train station next to our school, the district line ran on the outside, you know, west and east. And then in the inside was the Piccadilly. And it didn't stop at the station. It just used to zing through. And so obviously after school, the train station is packed full of kids, you know what I mean? All of us in uniform, you know, chilling, waiting for the train, yeah. And... we're all sitting there, you know, everyone's being loud, laughing, chatting shit, whatever, whatever. And then next thing, like, we're all looking across the platform and there was a young girl. Yeah, I think she might have been like a mixed race or something. I don't know. Yeah, she had a bit of a fro going on. And like, we weren't obviously looking at her, but when it happened, we heard it, obviously. Yeah, when, because the Piccadilly came through, which doesn't stop. Like I said, it just zings through. Yeah. And all we hear is an almighty, like, thump, yeah, like a thud. And we all, like, go, oh, shit. And the train, obviously, the train driver sticks on the brakes immediately. And we hear that, and by the time the train, because it's moving so quickly, the back of the train now is at the right at the end of the platform, yeah? And we're like, oh, shit, all of us. We're like, whoa, like that, yeah? And we look right, literally, it happened in front of us, man, where the impact happened. Yeah. Again, I'm going to go into grisly details, guys. All right. So maybe skip forward a couple minutes if you don't want to hear it. In front of us, right there on the tracks, between the two tracks, was just a mound of, I don't know what it was, man, reddish kind of whatever. Yeah. It was just
like
flesh.
Loop, like,
yeah.
But you couldn't make out anything.
It was just a thing. Yeah. And a trainer here. And a thing there, like a pit of jeans there. And then we were like, yo, we were kids, yeah? And it was
how old?
15 years old, yeah? And we were like, yo, oh, shit, like that, yeah? But we were in such shock. Now, like, thinking back on it, we were like going, yo, like, we were like kind of laughing out of shock. You know what I mean? Because we didn't know what we had just kind of seen. It just happened. You know, we were like, oh, shit, what the fuck is that? Oh, shit. Like that. We're looking at each other going, what the fuck? And then we started walking up the platform because the body was spread like throughout all, like it got caught under the train. I don't know what. Yeah. And we walked down and we saw, oh, that's the legs, it's the legs there, oh shit. And then we went up and then right under the train, yeah, was the upper part of the torso, yeah. You couldn't see her head or her face, but you could see a hand and like another. It was, yo. Oh, but we were like laughing and joking at the time. Looking at each other going,
shits.
Yo, oh my God. Like we were just in shock. We didn't know how to react to something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
And we were like, yo, oh my God, what the fuck? And then obviously the station master came up and then the train driver had walked through all the train and then come out of the back. We watched him come out of the last carriage, you know what I mean, step onto the platform. And like, you know, he was shaken up as well. He must have been. Obviously, he had a front row
He'd
seat.
He'd be the most fucked up. Yeah.
And we were like, oh shit. And then the station master came and kicked us all out of the station. And we were like, oh shit, how are we going to get home? We don't know. And then we ended up, I think, four of us or five of us, we got like a cab, a black cab or something, and we got a black cab home. And the next day we came into school and there was a big assembly, you know what I mean? Because all the kids were there and they were like, oh, does anyone need any counseling of any sort? But what I remember was in the black cab, yeah, because up until we were in the black cab, we were like kind of, like I said, being quite loud and boisterous about it and laughing, kind of laughing, making jokes to a certain degree, yeah? Not about the person. I can't remember the specific jokes, but like kind of going, I can't believe we just saw that type of thing, yeah? And then I remember that cab journey home was like deadly silent, man. And I remember feeling like
shit started hitting home.
Just queasy in my stomach, like actually just picturing what we had just seen. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was kind of like, you know, fucked up.
Do you reckon
you know
she mean? Did it? Did you find if it was what's it called? A suicide?
Well, that's
or was it an accident?
It's still, they I think eventually in the end, they declared it a suicide. Like she had jumped. But it still was kind of, they didn't know if she had tripped.
She was quite young.
Yeah, a young girl, man.
Fucking
and, yeah, it was quite a fucked up thing to witness, man. I mean,
people
I don't
do
have
that a lot. People feel for the train driver because that at Turnham Green that happened every time. There's like bare police and ambulance outside Turnham Green.
Yeah,
that's what's happened.
Yeah,
maybe like once a year or something.
No, more than that. Football, I think
football next to it, and every time I'm like, fucking hell, it's happened again. Fucking hell, it's happened again.
Yeah,
because because the Piccadilly line dusts through.
Yeah, I'm not saying this girl chucked herself or anything. I don't fucking know, yeah? But I think it's pretty selfish if you are going to go out like that and like throw yourself in front of a train. That's kind of fucked up. For the train driver, if anything, you know, let alone all the people you're gonna fuck up like with all the delays and shit. That's gonna
yeah, but you
up.
Imagine what kind of level of don't care about that you're on.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, I'm looking to kill myself, bruv. You know what I mean? The world is over. There's no gun here. She doesn't want to jump off a building, doesn't want to jump into the River Thames, it might not die. That's like a certified definite.
You death. Think though?
Although
is it
I've
really
seen something in I've seen a video in New York where someone gets pushed.
Oh shit.
So the train's coming in
and it's
dude gets pushed and he stays in that tiny gap.
Oh shit.
I've seen another one where a bloke gets killed and gets rolled along and stuff, but I think he survived. But this dude just stays in the gap. And the train must batter his back and stuff, but he's still there. The train stops and people are like, we're trying to get him out. But yo, it reminds me of this time because I was thinking about grisly things when you said it.
Yeah.
Another school I was at, military school. Yeah.
Yeah.
This, which we're on the firing range. You had to do this thing called march and shoot, which was like, it wasn't march. You had to run for ages and ages and doing all this obstacle shit. And then you had to shoot. Because your lungs and your heartbeat, you're holding your rifle like this.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you had to do it. If you didn't hit the correct targets and get the right amount of points, you had to start again.
Uh-huh.
So it's all about controlling your breathing. There was this one guy, man, and he just never, ever, ever, ever. He was famous for just
failing everything.
He was good at his shit. He was good at his shit, but he never, never listened.
Yeah.
And on any firing range, as like anyone who's been on it would know, like you never, never approach targets and stuff until all firing has ceased. Mm-hmm. And in the that kind of environment, like a military environment or like training environment, you're still lying on the floor, Yeah. You have to take the last shell out, open the chamber and hold your rifle to the side. And then the inspector comes down and he looks in every single chamber to make sure like it's completely clear. Everything's clear. No one's shot for like 5 minutes and you're still not allowed to move until every gun is checked. The shell's there, the magazine's out and you've cleared the chamber. And he literally looks down the chamber into the barrel. Right, cool. Does every single one. Anyway, everyone's firing. Bah, 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 bah. Trying to hit their targets, and people are like not very some people aren't very accurate because you've just done this running before, and I'm talking like serious mileage, you know.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They're different packs and shit on your back, and then you have to fucking hit these fucking and they're not close, you know what I mean, they're far away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I remember I hadn't finished shooting, and bare people hadn't finished it because you can hear the bang bang bang. You're kids, so you've got like ear defenders on and shit, but you can still hear. I mean, you're kids, but you're like 17 or whatever, 18.
Yeah.
And this guy, the same guy, we used to sometimes give him licks because he used to get, if he got in shit, a bit like a Full Metal Jacket Private Pile.
Yeah, with the soap bars.
Oh, you've got to stop getting us fucking, we're getting battered here because of you. Man, you know what I mean? If someone else made a mistake, he'd be like, yo, you made a mistake. But this, every time.
Yeah.
This guy just gets up. He must have finished shooting, just gets up and just doesn't run. Just starts walking towards the target. Oh, and the next thing, you know, bam, and just took a round in the back. Like, boof.
No.
Right in the middle of his back. Like, right in the middle of his back. Like, everyone saw him, yeah, because everyone is looking down a range like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's walking down the range. So everyone knows the protocol. Everyone's like, what the fuck is he doing? And then someone hasn't clocked it or just shooting at the wrong time. And it's just, bam, took him out. Bam.
Wow. Oh,
dude, he flew like, because this is like a remember what rifle it was, but it's a military grade rifle, standard issue MR something anyway. And jeez, the round hit him in the back. Fucking hell, man.
Did he survive?
He did survive, man. He got discharged straight away and he never came back. But I don't know about that. But I know he survived because they told us he's not coming back.
Yeah.
And we were all cheering at that when they said he's not coming back because we were trying to get through the course and shit like that. But I just remember seeing, because I was looking at him as he walked down the range thinking, what the living, it was almost a suicide because you're like, what the living fuck?
Jeez.
We're talking like,
that's crazy. Yeah,
I don't know how many people, 10, 12, 14 people. And then there was going to be another unit after us. There was a unit before us. There'd be another unit after them. And it wasn't like there was nowhere near it was clear.
Yo.
You don't move till it's clear.
No, I've been to shooting ranges here in England.
I remember seeing a video of you saying, say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, exactly. But the amount of like, you know, it's like, you do not walk up there, you know what I mean? Like, because obviously you got to get your target to see how well you've done. Like, they have a timer and it's like an alarm goes off and no one steps across that line until, even if no one's shooting, no, nothing's happened, they're like, the timer hasn't gone off yet. You do not step past that line. It's so fucking strict, you know what I mean? So I couldn't imagine even in a military school, it'd be even more, but
bro, this geezer, this wasn't his first time.
Yeah, exactly. He knew.
This was like his millionth time.
You think he did it on purpose?
That's the bit I don't get. Nah, 100% don't think.
Oh, wow. Okay. He did it on purpose. Just a mistake. Oh, my God.
Just dumb. Just not dumb. Remembering, I can't get up now. Maybe trying to finish the course so enthusiastically, trying to be first.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. But I do remember thinking, you've got to be fucking mental because the rounds are loud, bruv.
Yeah.
You're wearing ear defenders, like it's loud as fuck. And there's loads of us there.
Wow, that's messed up.
And he obviously hadn't shown his gun to the drill sergeant or whoever was there. He knew he had to do that. You knew he had to open the chamber, put the gun on the side so the chamber side is up. The guy can inspect it. He knew he hadn't done that. Man, he was fucked. And when the round hit him, he didn't. Like, it wasn't like the movies. He just went boom, like 2-3 meters forward.
Oh, mate. You know what I just remembered?
Fuck, man.
You know what I just remembered now, yeah? And this is really fucked up, yeah? Nothing bad happened, thankfully. But every time I think of this incident, I go like, you know when you cringe inside and you, why the fuck? You know what I mean, yeah? like, it could have gone so fucking wrong. When I was in Lebanon, in Beirut, with my man Frez and my mate Eddie, we were, and Frez had a cousin who was in the army, and he was even part of the police, but the police and the army is basically the same thing. And we were driving around, and we went to, like, you know, we were smoking hash, you know what I mean, Lebanese hashish, and we're doing all sorts of stuff. We're getting so drunk out there because there's an ill, like, club scene and bar.
Painting as well, no?
We were doing graph, we were doing all sorts. And his cousin would come as lookout for us. So if any feds came by, he'd just chat to them, tell them to fuck off while we're painting. Yeah, it was crazy, yeah. Because out there, it's not lawless, but it's like graffiti is just not on the radar of anybody. You know what I mean? They're like,
what's this fucking minor criminality shit?
As long as you're not writing anything blasphemous or anything sexual, they don't give a shit. You know, they're like, oh, you want to write on the wall? Okay, whatever. There's bullet holes all over every wall anyway. So, yeah, like, they don't really don't give a shit. Yeah. Anyway, we get back to the hotel, we're all drunk, and then his cousin always has a gun on him. Yeah, the Glock. And I'm like, yeah, let me see it, man. And he's like passing it around. I don't know if this thing's loaded or not. And we're taking pictures. It's so stupid, so dumb theme, yeah? This is so stupid. And I remember there's a photo. I don't remember taking this photo. That's how drunk I was. There's a photo of me with my mate.
Have you still got the photo?
Yeah, I got it. I'm not going to post it there because I'm ashamed.
Yeah, you should post it.
No. I'm
it's
ashamed.
It's a long time ago, man.
This is over 10 years ago, but I'm ashamed of this photo. I cringe. I don't even want to see the photo. There's a photo of me putting the gun in my mate's mouth, posing for a photo, man.
Oh, shit. And you don't even know anything about the weapon.
I've never been trained with guns.
But if it's loaded or
I don't know if it's got safety on it, if it's got, I had no idea, bruv. We were drunk and stoned in this hotel.
You can imagine how much that would change your life. You're in jail in Lebanon.
I don't even want to think about it. And I don't think I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole, but yo, this shit's fucked up.
I reckon you should post it.
No, I'm not posting it. No, even if it's just for my mate, like who I was doing it with, man. It's just like, yo, it wasn't Frez, by the way, it was someone else, but. Anyway, no, I want to change the subject, man, because like I said, I'm mad embarrassed and ashamed of that photo, to be honest. But we had a wicked time on that trip. It was a wicked trip. But what I was going to say, listen, theme, do you think now is a good time to reveal our new sponsor?
To your mum's house is officially sponsored by Chrome and Black, the baddest shop in London. The shop ran by writers for writers.
But.
Big up, Zombie.
You would have seen it. I did include it. I included it at the beginning, at the end of the last podcast, the one where we did with all the trains, our favorite panels, which I think went down really well. And we did a little trip down to Chrome and Black. Obviously, you know, we go way back with Zom. Not way, way, way back, but we go way back with Zom. And he supports the show. He supports us in general. What did he say to us, theme? He said, as long as you're consistent, and you do what you say, then all good. You
almost
get
the like
seal.
A don't let the side down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be consistent. Keep doing what you're doing. Rare.
Yeah.
He was very supportive, actually. But I think it's a great little link for us. Chrome and Black and Arms House goes together quite well.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? And he's given us a few bits that we're going to organize as giveaways.
Yeah, boy.
Big up Chrome and Black. We don't go El Fresco. Salute. You know what I mean? We don't go to them bumpkin paint shops. We go Chrome and Black, bro.
Yeah, boy. Real, go Chrome and Black, party people. I mean, not that we have to. I mean, it's a well-known fact already. It's the best paint shop in London. But, you know, just to reiterate that point, man. Like you said, for writers, by writers, man. I remember when they opened the first shop, because the shop now is in Hackney. The first one was in Bethnal Green. The one before the second one, that was in Bethnal Green. The original,
first two were Bethnal Green.
Yeah, the original one. I remember Daz had the Rare Kind Gallery underneath and they were upstairs. And I remember when they were opening that shop, I remember telling him that I was like, just if anyone's going to open a fucking paint shop, man, it's him, you know? And like, if anyone's going to a benefit off of this stuff, someone who's put in as much work as he has, who continues to put in as much work and be on a level for so long, you know, and never really, you know, fuck around, man. So
straight king, man. No one can take anything away from him, man.
Salute the king. And
you can imagine how many times people have, like, police or
oh, mate, yeah,
any parole officers, everyone told him, stop doing graph, stop doing graph. And now, look, bruv, that's what that's the bit I love about it, the story of it. He's like, nah, man, I've kept on doing graph, and now,
and
look,
now
you know,
he's,
I mean, that's wicked.
Yeah, he's benefiting from the culture that he's given so much to. Now he's getting some reward out of it and doing things. So please, people, go support. You can buy stuff online. You can pop into the shop. I want to give an extra big shout out to my man Mos as well, who helps him out in the shop. And yeah, man. I mean, yeah, again, as well, you know, it's not like, you know, we just kind of want that little seal of approval. You know, that's all it is, really, the chrome and
black.
We've
got the certified
the stamp.
Exactly. And talking of shops, big up Oliver Sudden.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
Suds with his new shop. That looks, that just, shop looks sick, bro.
Man, I so badly wanted to go to the opening on Record Store Day on the Saturday. He opened it up. Three-piece suite. The link is below. Also, the link is below for Chrome and Black. But he's got a mad vintage store down in Croydon.
Records,
shoes, gums. Yeah.
Do you know what I love about it? I love seeing the progression, because he had a little place, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
First, he had no place, but he always had bare records and that. Then he got a little place going.
Yeah.
And he always does his like Instagram video, yo, we're open, yo, we're not open, whatever weekend. Now he's got the full fledged shop.
Yeah.
Big up Osuds.
And
man,
he said, I've chatted to him, and we're going to go there to the shop and record an episode there with him, but in the shop. You know, we're going to set up the mics and we'll do an episode there.
Cool.
For sure, we'll do that, man. He
so
said
listen,
already.
We got this. The first giveaway.
Mm.
You can see. Remember those videos I did? All of my stuff is from Chrome and Black. All of my clothes from Chrome and Black. Everything is from Chrome and motherfucking Black, bro. You know what I'm saying? We got this. This is the first giveaway. Chrome and Black T-shirt signed by Z to the O to the M to the B to the Y.
Yeah.
And it's not me tagging it. He actually tagged it.
We've got
proof of it.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a giveaway for that for all the wicked listeners out there. We're going to... How are we going to do it?
So basically, on Wednesday, when this episode drops... So it's Sunday today. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 23, 24, 25, 23. So on the 26th of April... Wednesday, this episode 25 will drop, and at the same time I will make a post on Instagram at Arms House to Your Mum's House Pod. It's gonna, you know, you'll know the one. If you read the thing, it'll say everything in the description of
the
post.
Blurb,
and what we need you to do to win that Chrome and Black t-shirt, it's an XL t-shirt, yes, extra large, white, Chrome and Black with the logo on the front, and it's signed by Zombie.
Large.
So what we need you to do to be in the runnings to win this t-shirt, we need you to not only like the post, we need you to share the post and tag us in your sharing. Yeah,
you've got to tag people in it.
You got to tag us, Arms House to Your Mum's House Pod, the Instagram. Okay, if you want to tag Real Theme, if you want to tag Soda and Fresh, fine. But the Arms House one is what you want to tag. But also, if you leave a comment on the post and tag a friend in the comments, that's another entry as well. And you can do that as many times as you want. Each time counts as a different one. And all of these will go into a hat, and we will pick one at random. So the more you share and the more you post and the more you tag people, the more likely you will win it. All right. So
have you sent out the other t-shirt yet?
Yeah, I've sent. Yeah.
Well, we won't take that long on this one, bruv. We won't. We promise.
Now,
we'll ping it out. But
yeah, shout out Damo B. He won the t-shirt for the comments thing a while ago. It took me a little while to send it.
Such an old school garage. Ever seen it?
Yeah.
Pick up the Damo B. To the Damo B.
Yeah.
And what else was I going to say? Yo, we've got something better to give away.
Oh, man.
We've got more stuff to give away, but we've got something that we didn't want to give away. You know what I mean? We thought, yo, this is nice.
Yeah, we're going to
save
that.
That's coming up soon.
We're going to save that one. But yeah, this t-shirt, I mean, I had to give it to Theme when Zombie signed it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to keep this one, man. Myself. And Theme was like, nah, I'm taking it to my house. So he's got it at his house, as you saw. And so if you want to be in the runnings to win that t-shirt, all you have to do is share that post from Instagram, the latest post on the Wednesday when this podcast drops. And I think we'll leave
it
open.
The more people you tag in it, the more entries you get. You know what I mean?
We'll leave it open for a week so that when the next Wednesday podcast drops, we'll announce the winner. Okay. So you have a week to do it. Okay. So for between episode 25 and 26 is the time where you have to share and tag people in the post to be in the running to win this t-shirt. All right.
You see, when we were chatting to Zom, when I said we just spoke about you on the last episode, when I was telling everyone you gave me a bollocking about, I don't need to paint that yellow BR, international BR. He was laughing. He remembered the whole thing.
He was cracking up.
And the story of him telling us to get under the train. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you remember that shit?
Yeah, of course.
He didn't know how he knew. Do you remember? We were like, yo, some ancient PFB message from the gods.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah.
We were catching jokes. Because, yeah, you said that when all the other writers were painting that train, he looked at you and went, yo, duck under the train.
Get under the train.
Yeah. And you were like, why? And then once you ducked under, you saw the other train start moving. You're like, why? How did you block? And when we were asking him about that, he was like, yo, man, I don't know. I sense these things. Some, you know, he's got like a sixth sense. You know what I mean? He's been doing it for so long. Salute, Zombie. Yeah. Salute, Most. Salute, Chrome and Black. Thank you, guys. And you guys out there, support them as well. They are realer than real, man. All right? So that's enough
everyone, man.
Everyone
would have been done anyway. Yeah, man.
Theme, I got...
So, yeah, I'm getting back into my boxing hard.
Well, we got a couple of songs here to play. Yeah. Maybe we play one of those and then you can chat about what you want to chat about. Is that cool?
Yeah, man. What is it going to be, one of mine?
Yeah, one of your one. Which one are you thinking
Yo,
of?
This is Wretch 32.
Okay.
Open conversation. Dedication to Mark Duggan.
Yeah.
Bruv, the lyrics in this are mad.
And it's
mad. And then when the bass comes in your car, or I'm hoping in the headphones now, you're going to be like, what? Because I know you don't really check for this kind of thing too much, but it's still, bruv, this is lyricism, man.
Okay.
It's lyric. It might have to get a few pull-ups. I might be going... But I'll try not to, man.
Let's see. It just gives me more editing to do. But and I'm just kidding. No, but Wretch, obviously, Wretch 32. I'm familiar with him. I've heard bare things. I know he's highly regarded, and obviously, this subject matter is quite important.
He's highly regarded as a lyricist.
Yeah,
as well, man.
I know.
Like, spin the blood clot rhythm.
Let's go.
Crown on me. Can't sing what I wrote you a song that's crown on me. My treasures are grown on me. Where the responsibility is grown on me.
Check for the Kinder Surprise and licks and rice.
Tight, it looks grown on me. I ain't changed, I'm just a new
I'm
old
waiting
me.
For that bass as well.
What did you know me?
I'm turning it up. Grown on it me. Might get a rewind pull against my top. No, no.
Music so gorgeous, got you feeling flawless. Music so gorgeous. Got you feeling flawless. Music so gorgeous.
Jeez.
Got you feeling flawless. Music so gorgeous. Got you feeling flawless. Music so gorgeous. Got you feeling flawless.
I grew up on Eternal. I'm trying to be the same. Ever seen a flame in the rain? Nah. Then you've never seen Jermaine in his white gold chain. Back in the day, just give me space. Yeah. I might have took a galaxy. I never had a pound. Couldn't afford the food. So I had to run around. What the fuck's an allergy? All my niggas nuts. We weren't allowed in the youth club before we hit the clubs. They said enough was enough. So we had to give them more. When you see sides, I just wanna know you're sure.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Or do you sympathize? You grew up on Kinder Surprise.
I had licks
and rice and had to drink my
pride.
One on one since 6 or 5. Lost my marbles looking down the drain trying to find them. I couldn't find them.
Look a little closer to home, you might find them.
I might find them. Fuck that, I got my skateboard, I got my rucksack, I got my 8 balls, I got 2 sticks and I ain't playing pool. I know who's who, I'm from the same school and it's hard knocks. Where it makes you or it breaks you. I didn't snap in half, I just snapped in class. It's a miracle I didn't catch that charge, ain't got time to waste. Nighttime, that's like my time of day. When you're free, 2 shades of grey in this concrete jungle, you gotta pave away. Just don't let him take it, Jane.
Can't take it, baby.
I start playing Jason when they get adjacent. You know how that movie goes, click, clap, bang, bang on my false Tupac took me that.
Jeez!
Biggie Smalls took me swag, got my Versace shirt, put my car in reverse. I was hypnotized with Medusa on my lenses. Ooh. Now I'm Medusa to my exes. Don't look at me, don't look at me. Unless you got the whole booking fee. I used to have a hole in my jeans.
Holes in my
teeth.
Holes in my teeth.
Now I buy outfits for the whole of my team. You couldn't shot on the block I live. Moving Bobby Brown, that was just my prerogative. Just my prerogative.
Driving cars with no indicators. I took a right turn with no indication. The only stimulation was hippodipidation. How many of my niggas are we seeing in the station? I'm getting fed up. Remember they put the cuffs on me. Felt like I couldn't even stand up or breathe. Brother Mark never made it to custody. I see his kids now and again. I give them every cent that I got up in my pocket. But it isn't enough, cause when he saw me at the lights, he said, give me your number. Got the same school shirt, now I'm wearing this jumper. Saying R.I.P. Just know you R.I.P. me. Every verse from your coffin, I'm not stopping. See Kamani often, see Shania often. See the pressures we had, trying to take it off them. Turn the hangman rope into straight white gold. Can we roll from the dungeon? Zeros to the hundreds. And they can write books on us where we come from. That's why we're heroes in our junction.
Brown on me.
Wow. Yo, man. Yo, man.
Deep.
The first line as well, man. I grew up on Eternal, like, and then it flips it straight away. But you grew up on Kinder Surprise. I had licks and rice and had to drink my pride. Like, bruh, wow. Man, it's so nice.
And what was the
not
one about
that amazing, but it's sick.
What was the one about the snooker cues and the two balls? I got eight balls and you got two. What was it?
And I ain't playing pool.
Yeah, I ain't playing pool.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? I got two sticks, but I ain't playing pool.
Yeah, sticks.
I know who's who. I'm from the same school. But, bruv.
Yeah.
Bruv, it's, nah, man. It's, he is very, very good. But also the way he's riding that beat, I love that shit. The way the bass drops in is nice. The way, man, it's just nice. I tell you, it's one of them cruising tunes in the car. The same as my other tune as well that I've got for this episode. That's banging for your car. But I love this song, man. And it comes up every now and again on my Spotify and stuff. And it makes me like really, it amps me up. And then I was thinking about Stephen Lawrence. And his memorial was just on the Saturday.
Just this weekend,
22nd. Yeah. This one's about Mark Duggan. And
yeah.
Right, it was just went hand in hand. But that song
Fuck
is
the police.
So, and when he's talking about seeing his kids and he gives them every cent out of his pocket. I see Shania often. I see, you know, I can't remember all the names often. Yeah. But
and he said,
it's deep.
He goes, I used to wear a jumper.
Hole in my tee.
Yeah, and then he goes, now I got the RIP, you know, on the jumper. Yeah. Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him at the lights. Well, bruv, you can tell he's being real. But yeah. I love that song, man.
And it's a real laid-back flow on it. It's really simple beat as well, but it's just the emotion comes through and yeah, it's just, you don't need, that just shows that you don't need much, you know, like to get a message across, man. If you've got the heart and the soul behind it, it can
I want
can
you to listen
it.
To that tune again in your
I
house,
will.
Man. And give it some time, man. It's because every time I listen, I'm like, yo, that bit, yo, that bit.
Yeah, because usually when I hear a song for the first time, I'm not analyzing the lyrics. Obviously, I was there for this one, but in general, I like to hear just the vibe of a song first. When I first hear a song, I'm just listening to it. And then I'm like, okay, this is dope. Then I'll listen again. And I'll be like, yo, I'll start super analyzing lyrics. But for me,
this one's got a vibe as well. I love the vibe of it.
Yeah.
The sound of it, the lyrics of it.
Yeah.
The singing in the chorus of it.
Yeah.
It's got a female singer sometimes. Don't let them danger. Like, it's sick, bruv.
Yo, salute. Bro. Salute. That was dope. So that was Wretch 22 Open Conversation and Mark Duggan. I have a tune to play. Again, is that all right?
Yeah, old Bill just arrived in the estate. All the blue lights are flashing.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if you can see it.
Well, maybe Millie's turned up. Is he outside? Is he coming around? But... Watch out, man. Maybe he's
They're
doing
something.
They're
always some... here, man.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, there's three.
Well, outside your house.
But in they've driven into the estate.
Okay.
Quiet, but with the blue lights rolling. But, yeah. Yeah, it might be for Millie, man. Or maybe Millie's jacked the van and he's just rolling in.
Yeah. All right, yo, guys, I want to play this one tune. I got a little thing to say afterwards. This is a song by The Creators, and it's a track called Cronkite. It's an ill tune, man. When this came out, it was a big tune. What's the name of the rapper? It was the same guy who did... Oh man, I have to look this up. Sorry, I forgot, man. Fuck, I have to.
Are we doing graph sketches or not enough?
Yeah, we can do it. No, we can do it. I know. I said we were gonna wrap it up after an hour, but you know, we've been talking. It's all good, man. We'll do graph sketches after this. Yeah. I just want to say a little something. Right. Wait, I gotta find out this fucking rapper, man. It's on the tip of my tongue. I just can't remember, man. I have to say. No, not Cronkite Hip Hop. Create
edit this bit out and then
yeah.
come back in with so the rapper is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so the rapper is Phil D'Agony. Yeah, he's done a couple of dope tunes, but this is a tune he did with The Creators. The Creators are a hip hop duo, production duo from England. And they did an album with a bunch of UK rappers, American rappers, all sorts of stuff. Yeah. One of them is Cy Specs, who's a friend of mine, man. Really cool dude, really ill producer, man. Check him out, Barry Beats, aka Cy Specs. He's a proper joker, man. But anyway, let me play this tune, Cronkite, Phil D'Agony. You might recognize it's, I think it's named after like Walter Cronkite, some American news broadcaster. Anyway, I don't know, but check this out.
Yeah, y'all. As we keep it game tight, respect the work ethic, blow the Cronkite, proper etiquette, keeping it technologically advanced for everybody.
Keeping it technologically advanced.
What's your name? Check it out, y'all.
The LB.
What you gotta say? Periodically, I flow a rap odyssey that slaps you in the face and then accepts your apology. P-H-I-L, the agony. Smoke more smoke than the smoke from your factory. Accurately aiming, top gaming. Feel the agony, I just had to throw the name in. The lottery, lower your blood count like a phlebotomy. Is that the barbershop cast right there? Gotta be. Seen them on Crescent Heights just last week. Brand new sneak, spitting game at the freaks. Technique, turntable spin, I get my second win to do it all over again. For me and my friends, spinning alcohol consumption. Don't get the wrong assumption, I ain't fucked up, I'm always up to something. Even when I'm throwing up, I get up and roll to Tri-City. Just another trait of my liquid committee. Eradicate the beat break and do whatever it takes. Take money to make money, but money come late. Wet dog, my catalog like the junkyard dog. Jump back and smack you in your monkey ass mug. On the lake, puffing blunts, canoeing. Chilling like a family reunion, just brewing. Scrimp on the barbie, Vince Lombardi. Hit you real harshly, sell you weed and give you parsley. Hey, y'all, keep your game tight, blow the Cronkite. Get up and rewrite and recite. The key to the light is simply keeping the game tight. Every day's and every night, the darker the light. Remarkable mics, three strikes. Keep your game tight, blow the Cronkite. Get up and rewrite and recite. The key to the light is simply keeping the game tight. Every day and every night, the dark of the light. Remarkable mics, three strikes. I used to roll wild, acting wild, smoking black and
yeah, miles. Yeah, feel the agony.
Reminds
Cronkite.
Me of Ill Bill and all those kind of hits,
yeah,
man,
maybe.
That kind of style.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, no doubt, man. But the reason why I played that tune is because, I mean, we heard of that tune back in the late 90s or maybe early 2000s it came out. It was on loads of mixtapes. I think even DJ Babu on his Duck Hunting mixtape, and there was a bunch of stuff where I heard it. But years later, it was used in the movie that was done by Banksy, yeah, Exit Through the Gift Shop. Yeah, I don't
well,
know.
That's true.
Yeah, it was used as part of the trailer or something. I can't remember, but it was part of the soundtrack for the movie. Yeah, and that's why I played it. Because...
Exit Through the Gift
Shop. Did you ever watch that?
Some sort of pussy old tart. I never heard of it in my life, bro.
No, honestly,
we spoke before, but I never heard of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen the film, man. And I know there's some contention, you know, obviously the street art thing and graffiti thing. And, you know, Team Robbo, obviously we're Team Robbo here, of course, you know, all the time, man.
We rock hard.
But man, theme, I'm a sellout, man. I'm a sellout.
100% sellout, man.
I'm a sellout.
I'm glad I've not even heard of it because it shows I'm not selling out like that.
No. I'm a sellout because I got a new job, man. I got a job now. I know you've been job hunting. You've been going through some mad shit, yeah?
Yeah, but you're doing graph workshops, bro. Yeah.
I got this job. It landed on my lap, yeah? And it was decent pay, yeah? Not amazing.
I love the way it lands on your lap, man, because it properly landed. You weren't even looking.
I'm not going to go into the mad details. I'm not going to tell you where it is, yeah, you fuckers out there. But it's a fucking gallery, art gallery. I'm managing the art gallery now. It's not Banksy, but they have a couple of Banksys in there. They have like... they have a couple of street art things in there. And it's kind of like geared towards street art and like kind of that type of thing. Obviously, they have other stuff in there as well. It's not a huge gallery, it's quite a relatively small one. And like I just went in there to do a smaller role, and then they offered me a bigger role managing the place, and I was like, I just didn't say no. I was like, all right, cool, what are you gonna offer me? And then they wrote out the contract, and I was like, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse, man. So I was like, I was like, yo, cool. So I just wanted to say that because I know Theme's been struggling and all that. And I was like, yo, this landed on my lap, man.
Good, man.
And all the staff there so far have been really, really cool. That's the main thing for me, is the people I'm working with are cool. You know, then it's all right.
That's a massive point.
As long as they're not dickheads and being cunts, then
you should do my character. You should do the 80s bit.
This is how you run a fucking graph workshop. You don't know nothing about no graph. You know what I mean?
You're not going to touch a spray can for the first hour, We're just doing graffiti theory now, Cast was the writer from here. Yeah, and I go through all the training. We don't do that. But I just wanted to say that, I'm getting to... Yeah, and like you said, I've been freelancing for the past 8 years. I've been working as a freelancer in the events industry. So my whole schedule has always been erratic, up and down, here, there, working late nights, traveling, doing all sorts of stuff. And now this is more of a 9-to-5 type thing. So it's a big shift, man. It's a big adjustment. I'm getting used to it. I should be all right,
It's brilliant.
So it's cool, man. I'm just saying, I was quite chuffed.
I played you at 10 or 11, 10 or 11 or even 12 during the last 7-8 years, I'm like, what am I doing? He's ever going to answer the phone? What the fuck? He's like blatantly chilling asleep on some chair now. The tables have turned.
Yeah, my body clock is all over the place. Yeah, sorry.
3 offers, man.
Yeah.
And I said to them, I'll make a decision on Monday.
Amazing.
One of them's really cool, nice people, different kind of thing that I usually do.
Yeah.
That's a good decision, man.
Yeah, but it's tough, but it's... You got 3
offers.
Do I
go for the money? Do I go for the medium money, but the much more chilled out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just anyway, I'm not going to talk much about it because I haven't chosen one. And
Yeah. No, I get you.
That was what I was... Listen, the reason I said to them all...
Mm.
Yo, they wanted me to make an answer straight away. I was like, let me just have the weekend, please. Yeah. And then the fucking thing with the cat. I've done nothing but dig graves and go to the vets and rear. And I'm like, bro, I haven't thought about these roles at all.
Fuck.
But my life's about to change, man.
The hard work you've been doing, all the stress you've been going through, dealing with all these people, at least that's a positive thing. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I don't want to lord over it too much, but that's a good
those people that made me get the train to Southend or the sea.
Fuck them.
Burn you, Lord!
Wait, I swear we got a comment. Someone said, because they heard that last podcast and they were like, wait, did Theme do an interview with Better Call Saul? You know, like the guy from Breaking Bad. Yeah, I thought that was jokes. Theme, that's a positive thing. That's a good thing. I'm sure you'll enlighten us in the future if it goes well or not or whatever. I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Maybe I should stop doing that, man. Because
of course.
People find out and then someone listens to it who's at the job and you're like, what the fuck?
That's a good point. That's quite funny because at this place when I was doing the job interview thing, and they said, look, I want you, the owner of the gallery was like, I want you to sit in on one of the workshops that's happening. I want you to go undercover, but don't tell them you're going for the job. I want you to observe it, see how you can improve it, blah, 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 blah. So I'm there, and the guy doing the instruction and all that, I was basically trying my best to show that I hadn't used spray paint before, but it's difficult because, I was just doing mad shit. And he was like, you've done this before. And I was like, yeah, maybe a couple times, you know what I mean? And then the next day when I came in, that kid was like, I saw you on the Chrome and Black Instagram. Because Zombie had shared the post of us standing in Chrome and Black, the one I shared from the Arms House thing. And he was like, I saw you. And so he just clocked me straight away, man.
The guy who was running.
He's really
cool. Oh, bruv, we got to talk about...
What happened?
What do you mean? What happened? So, talking about seeing someone on the pod.
Oh yeah,
and my brother who's come on the pod a few times, who's a fucking brilliant man and an absolute joker.
I can play the audio clip, but you set it up, and then I'll play the audio clip that Talal told me.
Yeah, but I haven't thought about this till just now. So he went to a pharmacy.
Yeah.
to pick up a, what do you call it? Like a prescription, medication.
Yeah, because he was getting chafing around, like...
yeah, you tell it. You tell it. You know about it more than me.
Well, yeah. So
I get... fucking, this is brilliant.
I get an audio message from my brother, tala. And he he was like, oh, man, it's so embarrassing, but it's too funny not to talk about. Yeah, he said, you could talk about this on the pod. He's been suffering, because he's been touring now with a theatre group doing a play, 1001 Stories by Sinbad and Aladdin, you know, all those things, yeah. And
he's very racist. If it's not Arabic, he's not doing it. Like, he's not doing it.
Yeah, and he's been having, like, I don't know exactly the ailment he had, but it's like on his crotch area, he's got, like, chafing or something. I don't know. I can't remember what it was exactly.
He's got a chafing, dusty, yeah.
So he gets this cream. For his crotchal area.
Oh, Maddie, the funniest and also really embarrassing thing just happened. I was in the pharmacy getting some cream for my fucking itchy crotch. I've got this fucking crotch rot thing going on. And it was the same pharmacist who served me last time when I told him all about my itchy fucking crotch. And then now I went and got some more cream and he goes, are you on, sorry to ask, but are you on YouTube? And I said, yeah, I guess. And I looked at his T-shirt and I was like, oh, are you into graffiti? He goes, yeah. And I go, do you watch Arms House? And he goes, yeah, that's the one. I've seen you on that. And I go, yeah. Well, thanks for the crotch cream.
He said it was like half embarrassing and just half just fucking hilarious.
It's brilliant, but... because someone we don't know is watching Arms House. But the second thing, this dude's a pharmacist, man. Yo. You know, you wouldn't expect that from the sort of target audience. And then see, Talal has to go in with his dusty crotch crack and his cream needs for his cock and ball set.
You know what?
That's the most embarrassing
Listen,
thing.
If that pharmacist is listening right now or watching right now on YouTube, I beg you, leave a comment, man. Let us know, man.
Yeah,
give us a shout
out. Let
us
know who you are, man.
Yeah, just give us some love. It's all love, man. And that goes for everyone else listening and watching. Leave a comment. Subscribe to the channel.
Only if you know about Talal's dusty crotch, man.
You know what I mean?
Imagine doing
like
that.
Share the episode. Show some love, man. It all helps, man. Or if you're on Apple Podcasts, leave us a little 5-star review thing. It really helps, man. Thank you, guys. So yeah.
Talal.
And we're going to have him on
like
soon.
That's like the doctor who fingered me up the batty watching the podcast.
Yeah, imagine.
Oh, I fucking know this guy.
Yeah. Imagine. That's funny, though. Yeah, pure random, man. Proper random shit, yo. What's left? Should we do the sketches now, then? What do you think?
How many have we got? Just two?
Just two, man. Just two.
Let's fly through some sketches and then finish it off with the my tune, man.
All right. Okay, cool. We can do that. All right. Theme. I'm about to send you the WhatsApp right now. Boom.
Bruv, I am dying. I'm getting back into boxing so hard.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Finally.
I want to learn boxing theme. Can I come and learn boxing?
I got licked in the face today. Uh-oh. I thought I was getting back because I couldn't do boxing because of my shoulder and then my ACL. And I thought eventually I thought I was doing all right. And I was doing all right.
Yeah.
I just forgot how hard it is. But I've put on like weight and I'm trying to get back into it hard, man. It's fucking brilliant.
All right. Yep. Sent that.
Oh, shit. What is this knobble penis? Bruv, we can't be doing... First of all, yeah, I thought that was blood on his fingers for a second, man. Like them dudes that pick their fingernails.
Oh, yeah. I forgot his fingers are in there as well.
Bruv, this is like a pornographic photo, man. This is like two pineapples as bollocks or something.
Yeah.
And then like
a big,
dirty,
veiny penis coming over. I think we'll get away with that on YouTube. I think it's not that good. Because they're like yellow and green, the balls, and like blue pubes on it. He sent it. Wow. It's so funny, man.
What
I had to crack up when he
man,
said it.
You can't be sending this, man. What the fuck? I'm just looking at, like, at least the letters are whack. At least he's done a bit of shadowing around the bollocks. And that.
I just cracked up. It just looked so funny to me. He's got like, look, he's got a shadow on it. Yeah, on the
ridiculous.
Balls.
He's got highlights.
Highlights. He's got these... framed it in a little frame. And is that a circumcised penis or an uncircumcised?
I don't know what to say about this, man. I'm certainly not talking about no penis, but He's forgotten the shadow on the bottom of the letters. He's put it in the list and on the bottom of the K, and then he's just fucked it off. You he's obviously what? Taking the piss, though, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. We don't have to analyze this one. I just wanted to show it just for the comedic effect. That shit cracked
What's
me
that
up
above
when
the
he
E?
Said...
That's like, it's called an umlaut, isn't it?
Yeah, an umlaut. Yes, a knobble.
A tiny carbamine umlaut.
But man, you know what? Man's drawing big fat cocks, man. Like, I mean, that's the classic, though, yo. Everywhere you go, you're going to see at some point, you're going to see spray painted on a wall as a cock and balls, man. Why is that so popular? Set. I don't think I've ever drawn a penis on a wall. Have you?
Never. Like in a pub toilet, you always go in there.
There's always
like,
a fucking, yeah, cock and
Sheila
balls
does
somewhere.
BJs and then like an actual mobile number on it and yeah, then like a cock yeah. and balls.
And like, you know, okay, he hasn't done drips coming out the bomb. At least he, you know, he didn't do that. Maybe because he ran out of the page.
Sorry, Akit.
Yeah, sorry.
This is horrendous, bruv. I mean, how are we supposed to review this?
No,
like,
we're not
graph,
reviewing.
Bruv, it's a picture.
We're not reviewing.
Unacceptable, man.
I just posted that just for the comedic aspect. I'm going to send you one more here now.
We're talking of Germany, man. Just oh,
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah, yeah, go.
Your sketch battle with Tizer.
Yo.
Was on the fucking pub.
Yeah.
A TV, public TV pub in Germany.
Yeah.
Man, that's it. That's a massive reach. And then talking of Germany, me and Amber was on the train going to Chrome and Black. And we were talking about yeah. someone going to Germany. And I said, yeah, but Bun Germany, nobody wants to go there, yeah? 2-3 minutes later, some geezer starts chatting to us.
He's next
German
to us.
Geezer.
That next to us.
Right
German
next
guy.
To us. Yeah.
Excuse me, I need to know where to get into. And we're like, yo, he's
now,
German.
He was talking about the
he
Queen's
said,
coronation.
Listen
yeah.
to our conversation because we said, yeah. yo, there's that weekend coming up with the coronation, the, yeah. The king coronation. So he was listening to the whole story. Then when he got off, I was like, yo, he blatantly heard me say, "Bun Germany, nobody wants
Germany.
To go there." Because my granddad won the war with his bare hands.
Yeah.
You know I mean? So everyone knows that. So that's why. You know,
that's hilarious.
Because
my mum's out there. My mum's out there at the moment. Yeah, seeing my cousins. Did I send it to you already? No, here we go. I'm sending it to you now. So this is from 1997. This kind of dub, kind of, yeah, piece kind of dub thing. It was sent in. Let me see who's
Jedi.
Sent it in.
Jed.
I don't want to say Jed his name.
Because the tag says Jed all.
No,
the
no, it doesn't. It says Jedi.
Yeah. But the look at the L of the actual reach that he's done in the top of the J.
Oh, yeah. No, that's an I, but he's done a flick on the right-hand side, so it just looks like an L. Because
yeah,
you can see the dot.
That's my first point.
Yeah.
You can't do a flick like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's got some graph culture behind him. You see the spray can?
Yeah.
You see, do you remember back in the days when the E's, the bar of the E used to go over like that?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
over
what I mean?
The top.
I used to love those kind of things, man, to go over the top.
Yeah.
But this reminded me of like a mad, like the beginning of graph in the fucking, in New York or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Blade. Remember that writer, Blade, like that kind
yeah,
of style.
Yeah,
but let me
yeah.
let me just, to the people listening in, this is says Jedi, J-E, and then there's a spray can, and then D-I. And it's really kind of rough around the edges. There's no 3D, no shadow, no nothing like that. It's just a blue outline, white fill. On the left-hand side, that was it. This was sent in by a guy called Matt. And it says, happy birthday, Matt, on the left. And there's a little arrow jutting up from the J and an arrow going underneath the E and shit. And yeah, the spray can. I mean, it's not absolutely terrible, but...
I mean, it is absolutely terrible, but it's got some... I don't know how to say it. It's got some graph ideas.
I tell you what this looks like. I tell you what this looks like. It's like someone who hasn't done much graph, but they traced or copied a piece from spray can art. Or something, one of them books, like a
exactly.
good, a decent
because
piece.
Because see that spray can? You see
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
it's moving. I recognize it too. Somewhere.
I recognize it too.
It's got a face in it.
It's either a face or it's crumpled up, like it's crushed or something, yeah? I think, yeah, because I recognize these letters, but they're done really badly. So it's like kind of, is it or isn't it? And it's got a white fill with red dots in it.
The arrows are just...
Yeah, the arrows are just like the biggest toy behavior you've ever seen in your life.
But
yeah.
I like it because it's 97. And I like it because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 photos put together.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
yo,
yeah. Shit,
is,
I didn't
know
it's that. Yeah.
Man.
But wait, I've got one other thing to add to this.
The red dots. You know what those red dots are like?
What?
That's Talal's
crotch. Man, that's his crotch. No, but check this out. So this chap, Matt, who sent this photo to me. This is the message he attached to it. Yeah. So he sent me that photo. He goes, "All right, here's a piece for you boys to rinse. My mate Jedi, R.I.P., did this for me on my 21st birthday back in 1997. Think it was between Balham and Streatham Hill on the BR somewhere."
Ah, and then you said, it's a trackside as track well, side. Man. It's getting more props.
Yeah, more and more props. But he told me his mate has passed away, the guy who did this painting. So I messaged him back saying, "Oh, mate, I don't want to take the mickey out of your friend who's passed away." And then he messaged back saying, "Man," he goes, "All right, if you don't want to, fine." But he goes, "My mate would have loved it." He said he would have loved it if he was around. So, and he sent it in. So I thought, okay, let's give his mate a little rinse session, man. So props to.
And we'll never know if he did. No one's ever going to know if he did trace it or something. He's definitely traced. There's something I recognize in this.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's whack as fuck. But
we all did that.
But dude was 21 in 1997. So he's older than us. Like, I was, what, 16?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. But back to your point before, like, when I was first starting out, I was just biting everything. And I kind of encourage toys now. If you're a toy, yeah, and you're not really doing much, and you know you're going to go relatively unnoticed by people, that's the time to bite, man. And, okay, you can take this advice or not. Maybe Theme would agree with me or not.
Every character, all the characters from Spray Canato had the big sort of visors. You know, they didn't do sunglasses, the visor with like a lightning streak. I bit all of them.
Yeah. Like, but that's.
And I'm talking hundreds of times.
And the thing is, it's not to keep biting. It's about when you're in that toy phase, just copy. See something you like, just copy it. And then once you can start copying it without looking at the original source material, you can just do it from memory. That's when you start sketching and you start adapting. Oh, okay, that J that I was copying, I can make that J into the back part of a P and then just add the round bit on the right. You know what I mean? Like, you start adapting it, changing it, and then that's how you create your own style, man. You know, that's one way anyway.
You can go hard and you can fuck that off and say, I'm going between Streatham and Balham doing a trackside already, which has got its certain props to it, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. And then if any trackies come by, you can just wave your hand and go, "You did not see us walk past," you know, like a Jedi.
Big up the Jedi, man.
Yo, big up Jedi, RIP, big up Matt as well. Salute, thanks for sending that in. And thanks to everyone sending sketches in. We'll get to your sketches eventually, all right, guys? Whoever sent ones in the past. I mean, some, though, we were talking about this before, some are really bad and they're funny bad. Some are just really good and they'll be good to chat about. But some are just so mediocre, not in a bad way, but it's like kind of we look at it and go, it's all right. I mean, there's nothing else really to say about it. I mean, I want to use them because you guys sent them in and I want to give you guys props, but, you know, we'll get through them eventually. You know, I mean, maybe those ones we kind of do in a batch, you know, and we'll just kind of just show them just to show some love.
Like, this one's got a bit of but it's got a bit of graph style. Some of the ones we get sent are literally just letters, as if your teacher has just thrown up some letters, capital letters, with nothing, like maybe a two color fade, and that's it.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There's nothing else. And you're like, how do we review that, man? Well, I prefer getting sketches like this.
But even if it's just, even if we spend a couple of minutes just telling, giving him a pat on the back, going, "You're on the right path, keep doing what you're doing," and then we'll move on to the next one. You know, like, we can take the piss out of him that way. You know what I mean?
At least put like some red dots in it. Like,
you know what I mean? Like Jedi.
Some blue drips coming out the nozzle of the paint over the D.
You know, it's
but look how the E's coming out the J and shit. Yeah. I mean, I just love that shit. The arrows are so bad. And I fucking love it.
Imagine the paint he used to do that as well, man. Like,
looking at the blue is like some car plan or something, man.
It would have been like Simonis blue, like, you know, because look at, he's tried to fill in the spray can. It's just like, nah, ain't covering for shit, man. Drips all over this fucking thing as well, man, on a red brick wall. Yo, but anyway, salute to them, man.
Yeah, salute.
Yo, that's it, man. Let's round it down, man. We can end up with this song that Theme has suggested. It's called Double Up by the late Nipsey Hussle, man. Salute, RIP to him. There's another a lot of RIPs this episode, man. Damn.
Big Body Take Both Lanes. This song is nice.
RIP Betty, RIP the young lady I saw. RIP all these heads, man. It's crazy. Keep safe out there, people, please, man. You know, look out for each other. Show some love, man, once in a while, man. All right? Tell people you love that you love them, man. You know? And on that note, Arms House to Your Mom's House, episode 25. Shout out Chrome and Black every time.
Big up the Chrome and Black.
Big up my brother Theme right here. Big up my other brother with the crotch rock. Amber Hicks.
Big up all the listeners. Big up all the regulars. Big up all the peeps.
Thank you for sending in all the people sending in nice messages, man. All that stuff is all appreciated. Thank you so much, man. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Like, subscribe, all that good ish. And we're going out on this Nipsey Hussle double up, man. Arms House to your mom's house. Peace.
Double up, 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up, I ain't telling no lies, I just,
yeah.
I ain't telling no lies, I just.
5, 4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you that money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew? Who knew?
Turn 7 to a 14. 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switched up on you hoes, man.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?